Longtime Juneau resident Jean Rogers is being remembered as a loving mother, beloved children's book author, and patron of the arts. Rogers died Wednesday of heart failure. She was 93. KTOO's Casey Kelly has this remembrance.
Jean Rogers always wanted to be a writer. In 1988, she told KTOO,
I like to make up things and to use my imagination and to make a story. For me, the story is it.
Her most famous book, King Island Christmas, is about a village's struggle to overcome a winter storm and bring a priest ashore to celebrate the holiday. It's based on the experiences of Rogers' longtime friend, Juno artist Ree Munoz, who lived on King Island in the Bering Sea in 1952. Munoz illustrated the book, which was later adapted into a musical. Rogers talked about their collaboration.
From hearing her talk and seeing her pictures, gradually I got the idea that it would make a good story to tell about their leaving the island. You know, that's kind of a universal refugee story. You have to leave your homeland and go someplace else. And I thought it would make a very poignant story to tell.
Born Jean Clark in Idaho on October 1, 1919, she attended Teachers College and taught in her home state until she saved enough money to go to the University of California at Berkeley. There she earned a bachelor's degree in English and met George Rogers. They were married in 1942 and moved to Juneau 3 years later aboard the Princess Nora steamship. Throughout their nearly 69 years of marriage, they remained very much in love. George passed away in 2010. In this excerpt from a 2009 StoryCorps segment, George and Jean remembered the first time they met.
You walked in, and I said to myself, this is the girl I'm going to marry.
That's what he tells me, but he didn't tell me that for quite a while.
George Rogers was a consultant to the State Constitutional Convention and is considered Alaska's first economist. Together, they adopted and raised 6 children. Daughter Sydney Fedeoff says her mother worked quietly behind the scenes, volunteering at local schools and nonprofits, serving on boards and commissions, and still finding time to mother a house full of kids.
Mom and Dad loved kids, and they didn't care whose they were.
Jean always found time to write. Children's book author Susie Gregg Fowler was part of a Juneau writers group with Rogers for many years. Fowler's husband, Jim, illustrated Rogers' book, The Secret Moose.
Jean encouraged all kinds of people in wherever their heart was taking them.
When an early draft of Fowler's book, Albertina, The Animals, and Me, was rejected by a publisher, she reworked it and brought it to the writers group. Fowler says members encouraged her to resubmit it to the same publisher.
I think Jean was perhaps the most adamant of them because she knew the editors to whom I was going to send it. She said, you need to send it back in. You know, it's different. They'll love it. Do it.
When the book was published, Fowler dedicated it to the writers group. In another KTOO interview, Rogers talked about how hard it is to get published.
It's difficult to find a story good enough, to do it well enough, to have somebody take it. And it's a great big fat joy when you do.
Rogers' children can tell many good stories about their mother. One of Fedeoff's favorites happened in her parents' later years. Jean was driving George home after knee surgery and stopped at a bakery to pick up some bread. When they got home, she helped George into the house and left the car door open. When she returned, a bear was after the bread.
Mom stood there and yelled at that bear to leave her bread alone and get out of that car, just like she was talking to a child. And the bear looked at her and picked up the bread and left.
In the StoryCorps segment they recorded, Jean and George talked about their rich lives and growing old together.
We've lived nearly 100 years apiece,
well,
and there's so much to talk about. We rattle on for, we could rattle on for a year.
Jean Rogers passed away Wednesday, surrounded by family. She's survived by 5 children and a large extended family. In Juneau, with help from Rosemarie Alexander, I'm Casey Kelly.